Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Flame calls who L on some crazy. And me, and that's it, man. We gotta get this money, man. Nigga, get out of the way, man. Shoot, we gotta get him out of the way. And me, motherfucking that's there, nigga.
Busting a nine, making moves is mandatory. Okay. My story is self-explanatory. Enemies wanna see me buried. I keep a steady clip. Follow tip all you snake ass niggas. No second guessing when cowards testing. I'm pulling the trigger. Cause once I let that Beretta rearrange your sweater, shout it, don't get the picture till he's feeling the terror. Spit like a misfit. I'm the limelight, nigga. Keep the plot lit like it was a bomb site, nigga. Artilleries make the shout it bleed. Please believe so-called G's. They drop it to their knees. Can meet me or you niggas learn the hard way. Either okay. way, I'ma reappear each year like the holidays. Till they say Flame is the best of the best. Won't rest until I see Flame on that front page with 5 mics. I demand a respect.
Yeah, trying to be your favorite rapper on the radio. Okay. Nigga got a problem, need to see me like a cable show. Enemies necessary. Get rich, nigga. Enemies necessary. Real over bitch, nigga. Trying to be your favorite rapper on the radio. Yeah. Bitches got a problem, need to see me like a cable show. Enemies necessary. Get rich, nigga. Enemies necessary. Real over bitch, nigga.
Lady Flame got skills. Just to beat me, you need more bitches than the days of the year. And with that stunt and shit, so I told my grill to chill. But my chain sign is so hard that it's a choice in my light bill. Certified hood, got more stripes than a peppermint. Smoking on Keisha Cole, yeah, the draw is heaven sent. All you girls for rock, man, I bring forth change. And I still move the cane like a foreign exchange. Niggas don't fuck around, peace up, they tail down. Hit me through the system, yeah, my truck make parade sound. Niggas is cockroaches and you're talking it slick. And me and my clique, a Lee ass lost like Robin Thicke. Made it Flame in the fast lane. You niggas still in slow-mo, solo. I'm wrecking bass beats in your best hole. Better know when the track stop and the beat knock. I grab the glass and make your block hop like some pop rock.
Yeah, trying to be your favorite rapper on the radio. Nigga got a problem, need to see me like a cable show. Enemies necessary. Get rich, nigga. Enemies necessary. Real over bitch, nigga. Trying to be your favorite rapper on the radio. Yeah. Bitches got a problem, need to see me like a cable show. Enemies necessary. Get rich, nigga. Enemies necessary. Real over bitch, nigga.
I made my way through trash, speaking trash, boss figures. I warn you, after my loss, you might not live. My wrist is like my pappy, you know he a rolling stone. So much clean, I pressure wash your song. That girl surfing too. The club read me fitted, flamboyant, bricks in the city. I'm too flamboyant, that my new anthem. Quote the parking lot, that new phantom. The world trap and see the way I whip it. Will the smoke the 3-5 drunk the brown 50 feel dice stain CeeLo video for B-roll club scene girls working while the legend Keto drop on the Maybach. This the big payback. Your homie let you down, they ain't get you paid yet. Tear down on it, or you don't really want it. I'm cursed with the gift, too flamboyant. They crawl around the match, letter to the plug, dear flamboyant. Money coming, hustles running from license siren. Flamboyant cuffed up in some diamond ring. You don't really want to credit me for who I am, so gon' take it all.
being slammed.
Just call me Julio, dog player. I'm about to take flight. I'm all over there. Now kiss that girl. Good night. Touchdown in the end zone. Rise up for my home. So I freestyle to a legend. Now it's Kilo on this song. DJ Taz on the beat. Bringing nothing but that heat. I say it's slam from the streets. Y'all know it's slam from the streets. With ice water through my veins. Breathing greatness to the name. It's Mr. Slam Bump. But I feel the legacy in this game. So I'ma ride on it. Just like my name was Django. You can hear the words out my mouth. You can feel the swag and the lingo. Let's
tear down on it. Oh, you don't really want it. I'm cursed with the gift. Too flamboyant. Side pieces love me. They crawl around the match. Letter to the plug. Dear flamboyant. Money coming, hustlers running from license and rings. Flamboyant cuffed up in some diamond rings. Don't really want to credit me for who I am. So we're gonna take it all. Me and Slam. Me and Slam.
Make a bag, get up. and I'ma gobble it. I see you moving your head, go ahead, bobble it. We can cradle the bed, I'm straight racking it. The girls say, man, like this, double rack shit. Damn, I'm so explicit, but I can't help it, my flow ridiculous. Boy, got a gift like it gotta be Christmas. Swag don't miss like it gotta be gifted. The girls roll cameras, and they won't fix it, and they gon' frame us. See that? Let them live the bed while I'm saying my scriptures. Cause I leave you holy like you pray in the temple. One beat, I move with the letter of a pencil. And mine won't miss you, good night kiss you. Take a damn back, cause you got pistols. And now I'm saying, Donnie, pick her up, these bitches.
Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, yeah. Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, yeah. Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, yeah. Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble,
yeah.
Wait till the both of you see my dick. Hey girl, this is the white remix. Hey girl, this is the white
talk a lot of shit. Been around the world, I done seen plenty dick.
Come on.
Small ones, medium, grande, baby. 1 minute, 2 minute, no way, baby. Piece of nookie up, piece of cookie up. I put the sugar on the cake and I'll shut them up. Take my clothes down like it's going down, like a showdown. Show 'em I could go for 12 rounds on the cold ground. Hey, nigga, let me slow it down. Like a stripper on a pole, I can roll it round. Now, who that daddy wants turning up you up? You better pull out your cash and put more than 50 up.
Come on,
cause I see a chick ain't gonna let you beat it up. You better pull out your cash and put more than 50 up.
Wait till you taste mine.
Come on.
Wait till you taste mine.
Come on.
Wait till you taste mine. You gon' love this good stuff.
You know that I miss you. I wanna get with you tonight, but I cannot, baby girl, and that's the issue. Girl, you know I miss you. I just wanna kiss you, but I can't right now, so baby, kiss me through the phone.
Kiss me through the phone.
I'll see you later on.
Later on.
Kiss me through the phone.
Kiss me through the phone.
See you when I get home.
Get home.
Baby, I know that you like me. You're my future wifey. Soulja Boy, tell them, yeah, you can be my bunny, I can be your class, you can be my wife, text me, call me, I need you in my life, yeah, all that, every day I need ya, and every time I see ya, my feelings get deeper, I miss ya, I miss ya, I really wanna kiss you, but I can't,
but I can't, 9-8-2-1-2. Baby, you know that I miss you, I wanna get with you, tonight, but I can't.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached. Head is matted black, got the boots black to match. Riding on a horse, ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch. Now, nah, can't nobody tell me nothing.
Takes a phone call, lands a big role.
Yeah.
Go from comedies to a drama, still make them giggle. Make modo, but still don't make big dough like your big bro.
That's true. That's true.
And what's your lifestyle like? You ain't icy. Who your wifey? Heard your mic sound nice, and that's who.
Right.
We hear what your rhymes say. But what you make that paper is you gon' go Kanye. Cause I go local if you offer that cocoa when we get played again. I dare you to say we gon' make America great again.
Mr. Gooding, Mr. Gooding, Ray McCoy, L.A. Gazelle. Can we talk about Baby Boy for a spell? Tell the truth now. Was you and Dude beefing? Heard that you and old girl had a thing but kept a cool secret.
Right.
Now, no offense, tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
All of them been doing their thing. What's your excuse?
The excuse. I knew I was gonna hit the stars. Y'all told me I barely hit the roof. Here's the proof, the excuse. Y'all ain't seen me setting different bars. So I started drowning in 100 proof. There's the truth, the excuse. I ain't out here living no lies. Keep my circle certain sizes. Leery of my demise, the excuse.
Yeah.
No matter what you think it is, I got my mom's imposter. Thanks for this.
Okay, okay, one question at a time, please. Thank you all for coming, glad you're here. Now allow me to respond.
Go ahead, man.
My wild and crazy days started at a crazy age. I was busy making paper while others was making grades. Be a kid as long as you can be a kid is what my mama always said. But when it's time to get that bread, you got to man up. Say no more. Childhood pause, get your dough. Can't be wild and crazy forever, though. Watch my change grow as I change roles. Now I can afford a Range Rover. They like, you got range, bro. But do you bang, though? Nah, I just learned to tap into my inner anger. Let that rage go. As for that question by my bro, trying to pit us against one another, that's a no-no. If we both listen to all of that rigmarole, though, that's the type of shit that make Pacino shoot Manolo. Next question.
The excuse. I knew I was gonna hit the stars. Y'all told me I barely hit the roof. Here's the proof, the excuse. Y'all ain't seen me setting different bars. So I started drowning in 100 proof. There's the truth, the excuse. I ain't out here living no lies. Keep my circle certain sizes. Leery of my demise, the excuse. No matter what you think it is, I got my mom's imposter. Thanks for this.
All right, buddy. Just give me a hand. Buddy, this way. Come on.
Come on, come on. We'll go just start it. Look at our stuff. Yeah. Should we continue? Yeah.
That I love, cause I love when the nigga go live on the record. Yeah. Even when he vibe, put his life on the line, cause he'd rather die than be recognized as a record. Law, so hard in the paint. Stuck when you think you are, but you ain't. Ain't no sunshine here, right? That's like ain't no crime. I'm Martin Luther King. Too hard to involve in debate. Too short to be in the bar with debate. Yeah. Ain't got time for the bullshit, let's just about that bullshit time of the day. Sometimes gotta make time for the fake time, but the fake time. Get away with the fake time, nigga. FaceTime at wayside. What should have been wayside?
Now's on FaceTime.
Should I keep jumping it?
Yeah.
Should all y'all keep bumping it?
Yeah.
Should all y'all take the ball when I drop? Cause I'm not gonna stop once y'all get involved in it.
Woo!
Let me find out that y'all with it. Find out Holly Berry, Billy Bob, and find out you're very interested in what Omar got say about it. Tell me, would you go cray cray if I said my way or the highway? Bye bye sway. Bye bye nay nay. Bye bye gang gang. All y'all gangway.
What?
Why can't we all get along? Get it on till we all in the rain. Nothing wrong with it. We all good, so it's all good.
Nope, nope.
Hey, we're still fine. A way to get it all in it. Got you thinking that you're hot as shit. I don't give a fuck whether you or not the shit. Or maybe you be fucking it up and love it to death. But thinking that it's really just the opposite. Wouldn't matter to me, I bust. Break a nigga down to one knee, I bust. Hit him hard, really hope that he hot bust. So I can really get the beat on cuz he had it coming. Get the kick until I'm out of asses. Tired of ass, see the Calabasas where the grass is greener. But old gets meaner. Shit,
let that slide. I'm all out of passes.
Maybe you can all kiss my ass is the way that I should look at it. Got more ways than a cookbook to eat. Turn the page. Look, look, see?
Hey, yo, that sounds good, man, but it's late and I'm ready to go home. You used every word in the dictionary, man.
Yo,
the mojo's the plan, man. You ain't gotta break bread, quit playing, man. You ain't gonna get these bitches, you bitches need to quit bullshit and get the fuck up out the game, man. Your first meal, change your lifestyle. First real bitch, you probably gain you a wife now. Second meal, turn it to your third meal. Now it's done but another fucking day in the life now. Maintain ain't the main thing. Main thing is keep it coming, they're coming like bang bang. Fucking with you, come up, then it's time to get the gang gang. Pull up on them, be like gang 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 gang. Fuck em up, yup, get em all. Rev em up, let em go, let these niggas know. You in there banging, I'm in there banging. Pull up the shit with Vigo when I see about to let it go. I'm in the business of giving niggas the business. So if you happen to witness, you probably end up a witness. So watching me in the beginning, to send it so many niggas to the ER. Another a minute, they call me a minute. I've been in attendance, I'm watching you niggas. He ready to watch you niggas. I'm popping with the gins, you ready to chop you niggas. I catch you slipping, I Versace you niggas. And then I hit him with the...
Hey.
Yeah, I'm wrapping up. I'm on my way. You need anything?
Just you.
No need for alterations. Front lines and altercations. No blurred lines, just salty faces. When we link to try our patience, that's fine. Don't want nothing easy. Talking sleazy, acting greasy. Make me work for it just so it's easy. What shall I do with you? To you, through you, who you? Yes, you, baby. Them hating on me ain't nothing new. Just do us or they'll make you crazy. It comes with the territory. Some just must prepare for it. Lovers love, it's what we do. Haters hate, what's your story? Tell these niggas I'ma get mine, get it? Y'all ain't shit and I'm just fine with it. Don't be mad cause I'm living my vida loca. Me high, just ride with it. Mo go to it, me high in it. I don't care if the pain you get. It's only 5 minutes, I'ma get mine, get it? Yeah, I'ma get mine. If I get it, then we get it. Cause if I did it, then we did it. There from the jump, still there when we funk. Giving you the world, it's a bare minimum. Need me, got me, here I come. Need some, got some, get you some. You want them, I'll get you them. You can have what you want, baby. Had me a plus one, then a plus two. My plus one had a plus one too. Shit got messy quickly, so I had to find something else to do. Got back with the old damn crew, but the whole damn crew had a plus one too. Glad we have what we have, cause I had me a plus one, now I have you. You my rock, I'm the hard place. So you gotta be tough when the going gets rough. A life will pass like a car chase. Don't bring bullshit home, it's our place. I've seen the light, but sometimes it gets hard to see in a dark place. Keep the faith of the enemy, will indeed proceed to lead you to the wrong place. Hooked up at a hard pace, then paced ourselves for a long race. Got a taste for the good life, like could life be like Burger King, have it our way. Got really, really into the idea of us, like yup, just sit right here. This ain't never gonna stop till it does. If it does, just start it back up. Had me a plus one and a plus two. My plus one had a plus one too. Shit got messy quickly, so I had to find something else to do. Got back with the old damn crew, but the whole damn crew had a plus one too. Glad we have what we have, cause I had me a plus one, now I have you. Plus ones when you ain't got one, so you get you one just to have you some fun. Fun runs out and the doubt kicks in, now you're wondering what this bullshit about. Moving up means moving out, moving on, I'm gone, I can do it out. Your bullshit, I don't need this, I'm grown, you're juvenile. Bye. Single again, time to mingle again. No plus one me, I'm Dolo. Till it's time for me to lay a princess, then call me Han Solo. I remember when I seen you on the go-go. First glance, everything turned slow-mo. First game, hi, then game, ha, then game, then game, uh-oh. You follow kinda fast, big ol'. Not that fast, that's classic, oh. Take my time and make it last. Find out just how fast it go. Say pause, we off, we on. Can't do without you, so won't be without you not too long. Never seen a you before, never met a me before. What we have is everlasting, meaning now to evermore. I promise to give you everything that you need and more. Tell me what you need is yours, just me. Had me a plus one and a plus two. My plus one had a plus one too. Shit got messy quickly, so I had to find something else to do. Got back with the old damn crew, but the whole damn crew had a plus one too. Glad we have what we have, cause I had me a plus one, now I have you.
That was plus one by that boy Omar Gooden. Big O, what's good with you? We actually had Big O on the show a couple of weeks ago. Shout out to you. Y'all already know what this is. Hype Mike Radio, another edition. It is Talk That Talk Tuesday. Kay, what's good?
I am in the field. What's good with you?
All right, chilling. As y'all already know, we got that boy Stacks 44 Life Coach on the line. Let's go ahead and cue you in. How you feeling?
Feeling good. Look forward to the next show with you guys. Happy to be here today. Well, tonight.
Definitely. Always a pleasure, man.
Same here, man. That was a good jam right there y'all was just playing. I like that.
Wow. Yeah. Shout out to Big O. Now tonight, let's see, what topic we got tonight?
Lust is easy, love is hard.
Okay.
Now that's
okay.
Real.
Okay.
Now, how did you come up with that one? Oh my gosh, you got to fill me in.
I mean, I just think about, you know, it's easy to, you know, when a person living their best life, it's easy for you to lust for a person. But when people go through hard times, you know, when you in a relationship and you got to love that person for their flaws, their weaknesses, their shortcomings. And that's when the test comes. You know, you only could be dating a person's representative for so long. And then, mm-hmm. you know, all their flaws come out. And then are you still going to be there when things don't go right? You know what I mean? Because when you get married, it's for better or for worse. And pre-marriage should be the same thing, you know, because a lot of people want the big fancy wedding, but they don't want to put in the hard work when it's time for the relationship to work. The relationship.
That is 100. Yes. Now, as far as the representatives is concerned, let the people know, because, you know, you got a lot of people out there like, representative, what's that? Like, is that a middleman or what? Like, what is a representative in a relationship?
In a relationship, I feel like a representative is the same person you take to the job interview. You know, I'm trying to give it the best analogy I think of. You know, when you go to a job interview, you're on the best behavior. But when you get the job, slowly but surely, if you have a bad work ethic, the employers will see it. So eventually they're going to want to get rid of you. The same thing in a relationship is the representative. You know, he may open the doors. He may give you a good morning text. But once he gets to know you and be like, I don't like everything about her or him, then they change up and they don't, you know, might not be real enough to tell you that this ain't working for me because it ain't benefiting them, you know. So representative is a person that pretend like there's something, but then at the end of the day, once they get the job, then they back off. So, you know, it's kind of both ways with woman and man. Most time, once the man get the physical, they may back off. And once a woman gets some financial stability from a man, and he may not be given the same financial stability as well, I mean, later down the line, because he may be, you know, showing her a good time and he may slow that down, then she might change as a woman. Like, I don't want to deal with him like that because he ain't doing what he did in the beginning. So,
right.
The representative, yeah. But, yeah, I feel like, yeah, the representative is a person that's just really basically trying to bait and switch you. Bait you in, then switch up on you.
So how do you turn it off? I mean, like, you know, how do you determine, you know, like the person, you know what I'm saying, the representative? Like, how do you know you're dealing with the representative? Like, what's my sign to notice? Be like, oh, yeah, she a representative. She okay. I'm gonna get what I need, and I'm gonna keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? Or, oh, I'm gonna just leave her alone altogether. How do you know? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
Well, the first thing I would tell you guys is when you deal with anybody, watch their behavior. Watch their, you know, their discipline. If they don't have discipline for themselves and their own self-worth, people tell on their own self. So if they don't have, like, a blueprint of how they live their lifestyle, and they seem like all of a sudden, you know, if it's all over the place, then they're playing it off. If a person, you know, say what they mean and mean what they say, and then their actions speak louder than words, you watch that. Like, if a person have a regimen that they work, go to the gym, take care of their kids, have family time, they have a structure, then you probably could believe that that person is who they are once you date them. Because once you be around a person, you should be able to know their pattern. That's why I don't believe in texting, because when you text, you don't know a person's character or what they're up to. You know what I mean? But when you talk to them,
really,
you can hear in the background, huh?
You can't see what they're saying, or how they're
Mm-hmm. Because if a person giving you their real time, they should be able to talk to you and have a conversation. And you should be able to ask them a question on the spot, just like you told me, you know, to ask me about this question right here. I'm answering on the spot. If I was typing in something, I get to think about it. So why would you want to date somebody off of straight texting? And then women these days, they are the gatekeepers of sex. So why would you want to give yourself to a man off with, you know, communication with him through texting? I feel like it's sad. But the signs,
right.
I feel like the signs is when a person don't basically give you the time to get to know you. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, I'm an 80s baby, so back in the day, we used to fall asleep on the phone with our girlfriends. You know how it is back in the 80s. The new age, they won't give you that time of day. So, and then at the same time, man shouldn't be so thirsty to deal with a chick off of just straight text messages or vice versa. If somebody can't give you that, your personality, then they're not going to be the right person for you. So that's what you need to watch out for.
Real estate.
Now, that's real right there. I just want to let the viewers know that are tuning in on live Facebook that this is Talk Tuesday, and we are talking about relationships. We're talking about the dating world, sex. We're talking about all of that. So make sure y'all call in if you need some advice. 347-855-8156. Now,
and
as far
on a quick
as the representative.
Note, go ahead.
Now, as far as the representatives are concerned, I know you said, well, you know, you meet these people a couple of months later, you see some patterns and all of that good stuff. What advice would you give the people out there when it comes to that, as far as breaking away or, I guess, dealing with it? What are your thoughts on that? Should they just be like, ah, fuck it, or should they continue on?
Man, I'm about to do a video that's posting tomorrow on the hidden fees in a committed relationship, or just the hidden fees in a relationship. And what I mean by that is basically, like, say you go on a vacation or something to, like, let's say Las Vegas. My first time going to Las Vegas, I didn't know nothing about a resort fee. Like, each day you're there, they charge you 30 days to stay on the resort on top of the trip you pay for with the flight and the hotel. So that was an extra maybe $180 to $200 plus the bag fees for the plane. So sometimes when you're in a relationship, you didn't know this baggage this person is going to have. So sometimes you have to watch the patterns of what, you know, what this person does. So like I said before, I feel like it's all about the pattern reading. If you see a person that's on their purpose and the best version of them, and could speak their truth to you and talk about their spirituality, everything, and be real with you, then you shouldn't even get yourself in that position anyway. But if it does happen, you have to just take it as a loss and learn from it, because if you don't, you become in a trauma bomb situation when you want this person to step up as the potential they saw before. You hear a lot of women hold on to time, and they say, well, I want to be what you showed me when we first started dating. And they get that illusion that it's going to happen, but boo-boo, if he's not the same guy he was after 5 months and he changed, he ain't going to be the same guy. So you got to cut your losses before you get in a trauma bond. You got kids, you got everything, and then you stuck. You know, I don't know if you guys remember that movie, The Perfect Guy, but he beat that dude up. And because he was looking at the car and he thought the guy was talking to her, he beat the dude up. She couldn't get past that, and he had told her to get in the car all aggressively and all that stuff, and she couldn't get past seeing how quick he snapped over somebody looking at the car. So she's like, dang, well, I got comfort coming later. So sometimes when you see a sign like that, you just have to cut your losses and just keep it moving. That's what I felt about that.
I feel like a lot of people I feel like a lot of people, like, they really get so deep and involved with that person, and they, so, you know, because somebody's showing them love, even if they just a representative, you know what I'm saying, or representative, you know, and, you know, like, it's a lot of people, I know a lot of people personally that cannot let go of somebody that you know, they giving what they got. They giving all they got, yada, yada, boom, boom, yeah, bruh, he this and he that, you know, then it's like, you know, then, but the representative ain't pulling up, you know, all the hype, you know what I'm saying, and they getting hurt, mm-hmm. but they still willing to stay with him, you know what I'm saying, like, it's like they
that's
because
they show them
like,
that potential.
On this and they don't care, they're like, I still want to be with you. Like, how does that happen?
It happens because people have a void. And like I say, when you're the best version of yourself, you can when you love yourself the best to the fullest, you recognize who would love you the same. And sometimes people don't love themselves all the way. Their life is messy. They hope somebody come in their life and fulfill that void. And when that person that don't fulfill the void be shortcoming, then that's when they end up in this trauma bond situation. Because just think about this. If we was on an airplane and they tell us, all three of us sitting next to each other, and they tell us to make sure the oxygen mask come down, you guys got to put it on first before you assist somebody. You can't assist me if you don't take care of yourself first or recognize
right.
the signs of who I need to help if you don't have your oxygen mask on. So a lot of people are getting in these voided, you know, fulfill the void. A man going to fulfill my life, a woman going to fulfill my life. No, it might make your life even worse. So sometimes you have to work on you, and that's what a lot of people don't want to do. They got the pride that they don't want to work on themselves, because when you take care of your needs in life, your wants will come.
Yeah. I believe that.
Wow, that's real. That is real right there. Now, I just want to send a shout out to Barbara from Alabama checking in. Got the girl, Ms. Davenport, in the building. We see y'all on live. We appreciate it. Make sure y'all click the link and follow the show. And if you need advice, go ahead and drop it in the chat box or call in. It's 347-855-8156. Tonight is advice night with Crazy K, Stacks 44, Life Coach in the building. Hey, we'll be back to answer some more questions in a minute.
Hey. Yeah. This your girl Venus. This for all my ladies out on the dance floor. DJ Sand, let her up.
Taking calls for anyone that needs advice on love and relationships. Today's topic is lust or love, and how to know the difference and what to do if you're in a situation where you're not really meeting the person, but you're meeting the representative. So make sure y'all call in 347 855-8156. Now, I have a question for you. That if they find themselves dating someone for a long period of time, and let's just say, you know, you have those people out there that are actors and very good at what they do. How do you, I guess, I know you said loving yourself first, but, you know, what's going to be the first step in removing yourself from that situation or even realizing you're in that situation? How can you pretty much tell the difference?
Genuine respect for the people that are around. Like, if you know, I know you got a fiance, he probably talks about his family. Like, liars can't add other people to their lie. You know what I'm saying? So if the person don't talk about family, friends, and or put you around that situation of his pattern of his life, then that tells a lot as well. You know, if a person don't, like say, if he have values with his mother, his father, or vice versa, you know, the family-oriented behavior shows you a lot about a person.
Real.
Because a lot of people don't want to back their lives into their family life. So watch that part. And like I said before, anybody that has, they should have a program that they go by how they live, how they go to work, what they do on the weekend. If there's no structure and they're always up to not being productive, then you shouldn't be turned on by that woman or man anyway. But if you find yourself know that you're in this situation now, eventually you have to remove yourself from it. But you have to realize, is this relationship going by lust and hope, or am I doing, you know, that you have to sometimes look at your own self and say, if I stop doing this for this person, would they still be there? Because sometimes people give more than what they receive.
Right.
Oh, you said something. Oh, man. Yeah.
Big time.
I feel that.
You feel like this.
So, but most liars is not going to put their family in it. Or if they is, they're going to pretend like they don't have no family. And that's a red flag from the jump. You really going to have to get into deep investigation if they say they ain't got no type of family, nothing. You know what I mean?
That's the whole thing. I do know a couple people that don't have, like, too much of a family, you know, but... No, then I know people that got a whole bunch of family. You know, can't even name everybody in their family. You just call them, hey, what's up, motherfucker? You know, however it goes. You know, what it's like, you know what I'm saying? But for the ones that I do know that really don't have too much of a, you know, mother or father or stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? They actually are the ones to me that, from what I've seen, you know, they are the ones who, you know, they quick to try to gain a family, you know, and then so soon as somebody hurt, you know, break that little circle right there where it was gaining trust and loyalty and all type of memories and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Oh, they was shut down forever, like, you know, no matter who you are, you know, because they don't, you know, they don't really care no more. They already, the best people in their life, they already lost or didn't have them in the beginning. So, you know, it's like, how do you, you know what I'm saying? But you know this person. It's like, do you want to, like, as a person that knows, you know, like, okay, I know I like this woman. Like, I'm already thinking about ways to try to please this woman. And then, you know, like, you know, where she like to go, or, you know, I want to get to know this woman, you know, or man, or whatever it may be for whoever, you know. But it's like, you whoever you trying to put that time in for, you know, like, you look at them and be like, I know, it's something more to this person, but I see they going through that rough patch, you know, they already hardened, you know what I'm saying, from, like, bad, you know, bad experiences in the past or whatever it may be. But, you know, like, how do you, you know what I'm saying, like, how do you reach out to them? like, I'm y'all gotta forgive me because I'm thinking out the box right now. You know what I'm saying? Because actually thought about this stuff. You know what I'm saying? I know it's people that I know. So yeah, go ahead.
The people, those are people that have a wall. Those are the people that have been hurt. Those are people that's been betrayed.
Okay.
Those are people that's been lied to. And the best thing with that, man, they got to put, they got to reset, hit the reset button, put God first, and understand that, you know, there's a story behind every face, and you're not the only one that's been hurt. And somebody else that's been hurt that's out there too is there for the blessing. But you have to put in the work to recover, to do the things you have to do to heal yourself. Because if you hold that wall up, you will never receive your blessings. A lot of people, you know, go out there and they see a similar looking man that hurt them or a similar looking woman that hurt them, and they put that person in the box because they, instead of them working on themselves and getting over it and, you know, being productive and trying to heal their heart, they feel like every person that did, they always going to be the victim, you know. So they just need to get out and get some help, you know. You know, find people outside of your family and your friends to talk to. That's why Coach Warren is here. I'm here. And, you know, sometimes don't be ashamed to, like, you know, talk to a stranger, you know, because a stranger can talk to you and help you. Because God, I feel like God put signs through what other people say to you outside of people that actually, well, even people not know you, but really he gets your attention when a stranger tells you something you need to hear, or you turn on the channel at night and you're hearing it right now, but you're scared to call in. But you might need to call in and get the advice you need, you know. So that's why I do what I do, is because somebody, you know, I'm trying to help at least one person a day if I can. You know what I mean?
Right. Hey, that's how I live too, boy.
Now, that's real.
If it ain't the best thing to do, you know what I'm saying, or the most I can do, you know, it's something that I know I can do, you know what I'm saying, so to help somebody else.
Yeah, but it always starts.
Let the people know one more time where they can find you during the week other than Tuesday here on Hype Mike Radio. What's your website and YouTube channel for your life coaching session?
You can find me at StackMeatball44 on Instagram, and my YouTube channel is Stack44 on YouTube, and then my email is Stack44219@yahoo.com. I do 30-minute coaching sessions, or even more if you want it. I do FaceTime, and I do phone conversations as well. So just look me up. You know, really look me up on YouTube. If you guys, you know, if you're financially, you know, right now challenged, just go on my YouTube and you can get all my videos free. Just listen to everything I have to say, and hopefully it builds your mind, your spirit. And if you need me, like I said, hit me up on my, email me or DM me, and I'll set up a coaching session, and we'll set up a time and we'll get together.
Alright, that's what's up. Y'all heard it first. Hype Mike Radio. As always, it is Talk That Talk Tuesday. Make sure y'all go ahead and check in next week. We will have Scott 44 as well as a couple more guests that's going to join the panel. And y'all already know what it's going to be when they get on the mic. So make sure y'all stay tuned for that. Talk That Talk Tuesday. Hey, it is what it is. Hype Mike Radio. Until next time, keep rocking.
The butterfly, that's all. Let me see the tooth and roll.